I'm April Cummings with Radio Cayman Sports. Team Cayman is heading to the next round of ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2028 qualifying round, thanks to some big wins at home this weekend.
Mid on. Well, that's gone miles. That is into the bar. Yeah, one bounce into the spectators. Terrific blow from Baker.
In the first T20 World Cup qualifier held in Cayman, the local team turned Georgetown's Jimmy Powell Oval into a fortress, winning all six matches to finish 4 points clear of the nearest rival, Argentina. ICC Cricket News reports that Cayman's bowling proved almost unstoppable, keeping Argentina, Mexico and Suriname to under 100 in the first five matches of their campaign. To finish off, Team Cayman went down to beat Argentina a second time, chasing down a target of 115 inside 17 overs. Jermaine Baker's 248 runs at the tournament, Pedro Barron at 275. While teammate seamer Romario Edwards' 11 wickets was only matched by Suriname off-spinner Xavi Smith in the wickets department. They'll join fellow America's sides USA and Canada in the next round of qualifying. In the Cayman Under 13 Girls Youth League, Fusion and 345 continue to set the pace while Sunset's young squads search for form. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has more.
Fusion Sports Club kept their perfect start going in week three of the Under 13 Girls Youth League with a 2-1 win over Sunset Stingrays on March 7th. Fusion got goals from in-form striker Alexis Diaz and teammate Samira McCoy, while Janina Ariello scored for the Stingrays to keep things close. There was no shortage of goals in the second girls fixture as 345 Football Club defeated Sunset Tarpons 7-1. Early strikes from Matilda Barker and Amara Kimathi set the tone before Nina Bell and Sophie Pearson added multiple goals to put the match out of reach. Saris Lennon's finish provided some consolation for the Tarpons. After three rounds, Fusion sits at the top of the table with 3 wins from 3 and 10 goals scored, while 345 are just behind them on 6 points. Both Sunset teams are still chasing their first points of the season, but coaches will be encouraged by their younger players' resilience. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
And to entertaining results, opened the Under 17 Boys Youth League. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Sunset Football Club started the Under 17 Boys League with a 5-3 win over Tigers Sports Club, powered by 2 goals, each from Ethan Cancel and Thomas Reese. Tigers found the net 3 times, but Sunset's second half surge proved decisive. Academy Sports Club also made a winning start, beating Georgetown Sports Club 3-1 with goals from Michael Godfrey, Jerez McKenzie, and a late strike from Drayshawn Welsh. The first round featured several cautions and a pair of red cards, signaling a fiercely contested start to the competition. I'm Jevy Ebanks for Radio Cayman Sports.
You still have a few days left to register for Honoring Women Month's signature Color Me Purple 5K walk run. It is this Sunday at 7 Mile Public Beach, starting at 6:30 a.m. The $30 registration fee includes breakfast, a t-shirt for the first 500 registrants, and raffle prizes. All proceeds raised will support the Family Resource Center's Young Parent Services Program. And to help stretch out those sore muscles you'll have used at the Color Me Purple 5K, the Department of Sports has a follow-up event just for you.
So the next one is March 23rd, and it's a stretch and recovery session with Jermaine James. Mm-hmm. That is going to be held at the Hub again, and it starts at 6 o'clock.
DOS's Tristan Vasenhagen tells Radio Cayman space and mats are limited, so it's best to be there on time. You can register for the Color Me Purple 5K. Just head to caymanactive.com. In addition to Honoring Women Month, it is also Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and that means the Lions Club of Grand Cayman is hosting its annual prostate and colon cancer event, the Delano Hislop Memorial Journey for Life.
Statistics from about 2013 to 2022 have shown that we've been really good at identifying colon cancer earlier in people over the age of 65. But what it's also shown is that under the age of 65, it's been increasing. Epidemic might be a little strong, but significantly increasing, such that if you were born around 1990, you have 2 times the risk of developing colon cancer as if somebody born in 1950. The same risk factors apply. Diet, processed meats, lack of exercise, genetics plays a small role as well.
Dr. Darlie Solomon at Doctors Hospital and colleague Richard Priest told Radio Cayman that traditionally, people have thought that colorectal cancer is something that affects only seniors.
And for the most part, that remains true. But this shift in the presentations to include a younger population is really something that we all need to be aware of. It's not just a disease of the over-70s, the over-80s anymore.
The PACE event is now in its 14th year and focuses on educating residents, primarily men, on the effects and prevention of prostate, colon, and testicular cancer. You can register now for the April 12th walk run by heading to kmanactive.com. That is your local sports. I'm April Cummings. This is Radio Cayman's Newsroom.